Don and Mike,
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know it's time to check in celebrity rehab. Here's the latest with Jeff Conaway.
Oh, dear.
The guy from Taxi that we played the tapes of last week. Here he is now.
I feel like an animal.
Why?
I feel like an animal.
Why?
Because I'm a Jew. I'm a little f***ing animal.
Okay, slow, deep breaths. Ready? Come on, my friend.
I can't walk. My knee hurts. My shoulder hurts. My little back.
A little chair.
Okay.
Maybe in your big chair.
It's now 48 hours, and although Jeff is back from the hospital, he is still a very, very sick guy.
What are you thinking about?
Killing yourself.
Killing himself.
How would you do that?
That's a good follow-up question.
Have you seen something? What are you
seeing? I'm seeing myself breaking that mirror and slicing my throat with it. And those glasses. I could break them, and I could slit my wrists with them.
That was funny.
Larry!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This song always makes me think of Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
Don't cut off his ear.
Hi there, Jerry Rafferty.
Who he?
Well, he's the lead singer. I'm so scared in case I fall. You silly.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Right.
You're both of you nuts.
Hi, Rob.
What a good monkey. You're rough but funny, aren't you?
Idiots. Because they choose to be.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Right, we are dumb in the head. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
I was wondering, you think the Super Bowl commercials are going to be affected this year by the writer's strike?
Those things are all in the can, my friend.
Right.
Thank you for the insightful call, though.
We appreciate that. You know, that Jeff Conaway sounded almost like, leave Britney alone right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Wow.
I got to start watching the Celebrity Rehab.
When is it on? I don't even know when the thing is on.
Thursday nights on VH1. I don't know.
On VH1.
We got another cut with Jeff Conaway getting mad at Danny Baldwin, and then Mary Carey farts.
Oh.
And Jessica Sierra wets herself.
Wow.
Hello, funny. Farts smell like poop, right?
Especially when Mary Carey farts.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh, it's just nasty.
E-O-N-I.
Can a fart smell like blood?
If somebody farts in the forest, can everybody smell?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donnie, regarding your special talent, I got a couple questions.
Sure, dear boy.
Do you sacrifice accuracy for power at all, or do you have the best of both worlds?
It really is the best of both worlds. I'm like Robert Redford, the natural.
Does anybody really care about accuracy at that moment?
No. No, I certainly don't.
I mean, does anybody ever really think about accuracy? You can think about it a little bit.
Until somebody loses an eye.
I've watched enough films to know that they really don't care about accuracy.
I just like to go back to that Rihanna song, you know, Get Out Your Umbrella. That's what, you know. Under my umbrella.
Sort of like Pac-Man Jones, you make it rain.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, what's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
Hi there.
Happy New Year. Good. Hey, question for you.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, Mike, I want to say I had a good friend of mine. This is Pal.
Hey, Pal, Happy New Year.
Sorry.
This is a good buddy of mine. Happy New Year to you, Pal. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Did you say, hey, Buzz?
Yes.
This guy's a pal of Mike's. What's his name, Mike?
It's Pal. Say hi to Pal, Buzz.
Hi,
Happy
Pal.
New Year. Happy New Year, Pal.
How's it going, Chief?
You can say friend. Friend? Buddy?
Yes, friends.
All right,
friends.
Ass.
80 million friends will be tuning in.
What's happening, ass?
Hey, thank you, Mr. Hat. I was wondering, is there anybody out there who doesn't
did
like
he just say? Did he just say thank you, Mr. Hat?
Mr. He's
hat.
Following ass with hat.
Ass hat. All right, very good.
He's clever.
Yeah, he is.
Sorry.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
I'm not very smart either.
You need to have your funny bone checked, Mike. Your funny boner
I
checked.
Know. I'm just not with it. I'm exhausted after Nancy.
I was just trying to think about this. Is there anybody out there who does not just love Brett Favre? I haven't heard one person say anything bad about the guy. Like, some people think Tom Brady's a pretty boy. You know, he's a pretty boy.
Sports radio is so boring, isn't it?
I know. You know who doesn't like Brett Favre? No. Don Woganowski.
You mean
Woogie?
Woogie.
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 Oh, that's right.
Woogie from Something About Mary.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to pronounce the name of Don Mikowski.
No, Don Woganowski.
I forgot right
now. Woogie.
That's right.
And incidentally, you know what I found about Woogie in Something About Mary, the great role played by Chris Elliott?
But I thought you loved Brett Favre.
Woogie is, first of all, I have met many, many guys that look like Woogie, and all the guys that I say look like Woogie hate being compared to Woogie.
Why?
Nobody likes to be computed.
Who would want to to say that even on his best day that you look like Chris Elliott?
Right. Yeah.
Did you see Chris Elliott on Letterman this week?
No, I didn't.
No.
He did a pretty good bit about the writer's strike. Boy, Chris Elliott.
Oh, yeah, getting big again?
Really let himself go. Yeah.
Right.
What else did I? I'm really behind on watching my David Lettermans, but I saw the episode with Howard Stern.
Right.
Killed.
Mm-hmm.
Just killed.
Right.
Made me realize really what a huge void Howard Stern left in the radio world.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound gay like a fan. Well, I don't care. What do I care at this point? It was refreshing to hear his voice.
Yeah.
I don't have Sirius satellite radio.
Right.
And to see somebody sit there and look Letterman in the eye and say, talk about your girlfriend. I mean,
right.
You know, it's the stuff that Howard used to do all the time. I thought it was a really, really good appearance by Howard on Letterman.
That was post Beard too, right?
Yeah,
right
that was after Beard.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is Letterman doing? Buzz, you're an aficionado of that show like I am.
I'm behind too.
They brought back something from the last writer's strike. Hal Gurney's
network time wasters.
Right.
Yeah, no, now, that's a great bit. And they're using the NBC graphic.
Right.
This
is the cat, you remember, that used
to
sit.
Yeah, Hal Gurney. I've seen one of them. I've seen when he's up there. Right.
They'd always go to the control room, mm-hmm. and he would say, hi, here's tonight's time filler. And then he would go, dissolve, 3, 2, 1. They would do it all on the air.
And Hal Gurney no longer directing that show.
No,
right?
He retired.
But he pops in for that, and they let him. I think it looked to me when I saw the first one, it looks like they let him direct.
At least for that segment.
When he comes in, he's sitting in the chair.
Right.
And I know the other thing that Stern said that was just great. He looks right at Letterman, and he says, boy, this whole strike, you came out like aces.
Yeah.
Letterman's like, stop it. And he says, boy, you forced Leno into paying his staff. What about that? What about that Jay Leno? And it was great because Letterman doesn't want to say anything bad, but he's not stopping Stern from saying these things about Leno.
Right, right. You know he's thinking it. He's thinking it all along.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, really, really good.
That's great.
Almost made me want to get a satellite radio.
Almost.
Yeah,
wait for the merger.
Almost. Well, I've always got my cassettes, Mike.
Yeah, cassettes. And incidentally, we said that the other day. That's the best audio quality.
I've got all my Howard cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
Love Don and Mike show.
I used to club DJ with cassettes? You want to talk about Hell on Earth?
I would think so.
Hell on Earth is having to do that kind of work.
How do you queue up a cassette?
You do it with numbers. It was horrible.
Oh, digital, right.
Horrible. Yeah. I never closed.
But I guess you would be able to guesstimate.
You guesstimate it, and then you listen to them. But it's, you know, it's not like you can tight cue them.
Scratching will drive you crazy.
The problem with cassettes is they wear out, which is why I back all of mine up on VHS tape.
Oh, not beta?
No.
All right.
Don and Mike, hi there.
Hey, I know we got the big game this weekend, but are you guys going to make time to go see that new movie?
What one?
You know...
Juno. It's not a new movie. It's an old movie.
I've had it a million times. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, remind Don and Mike that Woogie's first name was Dom. D-O-M.
Oh, it was Dom. It was Dom Woganowski.
Hold on. Hello, you're talking to us. Please, we're in the room.
I'm right here. Hey. Sorry for the mistake.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, yes, it's us.
Hi. How you doing, ass?
Woogie's name was Dom, short for Dominic, not Don.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you listening on the magic of FM stereo?
What's that?
Are you listening on an FM signal right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the magic of the... Because if you were listening on AM, you wouldn't have noticed that.
Right.
My
I don't have to listen to AM until I get halfway down 95.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for calling, Mr. DeMoss.
Bye-bye.
Domos.
What was up with that? That was like...
Wow.
Hello, Don, on my show.
That's not
It's like an awesome trip.
Did I just
and incidentally, I do appreciate the TFTLs, tips from the listeners. I really do.
The correctors.
Hello.
The correctors.
I like to say it's an assist.
Yeah.
You know, it's an assist for the listeners.
Just remember, we're not just doing the show. You're all doing the show with us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the help.
Never believe any DJ that says that. Also, never believe any DJ that says, like, we work at the radio station because we're your friends.
Mm-hmm. Where your friends are.
From
guys.
Your friends. Right. 98.7.6.
And when Jim Nantz says 80 million friends, don't you just think you'd like to take 7,000 out of that group and put him in a room with them and see if he came out of that room thinking they were all friends?
You know, as somebody said to me once, you know, friend, would you have that person to your house for dinner?
Exactly.
Right. Well, then it would be, you know, a gymnast would be saying,
I can't have another glass of wine. I really can't, guys. Even though it's cold.
They'd be he'd be friends with everybody. Sure. He's a nice guy. He Hello, is. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, I just, John.
I hate he's so nice.
You were, it was refreshing to hear Howard Stern's voice.
Yes, yeah, I missed hearing Howard's voice. What was wrong with that?
Oh my! You guys used to hate Howard Stern. What's up? Come on! I like when you hate people. Don't like them.
Well, I hate you if it means anything. You seem to be a jackass of incredible proportions. If that's worth anything, and the best part of your drip down your mom's leg, does that make you happy?
You know, you remind me of Donald Woganowski.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
Got a celebrity sighting.
We only are interested in these if you mention our names because we are, you know, we're petty like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I didn't mention your name.
Yeah, no well, thanks, then. No
that's all right. Doesn't really matter.
Have a good day.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
I wanted to talk about Letterman. And Rickles?
Yeah, hi, honey, sure.
Yeah, Rickles was on Letterman
did
recently.
Did you see Rickles on Letterman?
I missed it.
Not yet.
See it. Well, I don't want to spoil it for you because it was funny, and it was particularly funny because he made a Jerry Lewis reference, which was to die for, and Letterman didn't know whether to laugh or to tell him to shut up, but we all laughed. Who got it?
Oh, that's just another case now of Don Rickles being funny somewhere else besides on our show. Yeah.
Don't think I'm not still crushed by that.
I know.
My comedy idol comes on this show. And sleepwalks through the whole thing. I know he's 80, but geez, he could have given us a little more.
How are you boys doing?
Hi, how are you boys? Like,
And then Mike says, will you insult me? He's like, well, you're the nicest man that I've ever talked to today.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, boys. Hey, can I go now? Yeah, thank you for saying nice things about the book.
We wanted to beat him with a telephone.
Yeah, I know.
The way he was beaten in Casino.
Oh, yeah. I was so disappointed. I was really crushed. And the energy level, you know? Yeah. Hello. What are you doing, you hockey puck?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Well, that's right.
So, yes, with the world after 9/11, I decided not to go on vacation.
It's a crazy world after 9/11.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not giving you my energy, boys.
You do a knob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hold on
1 second, please. Hold on. That is a great old Don Rickles put down, to call someone a doorknob.
Hey, you doorknob.
I love that.
My favorite was the guy, I think it might have been in the, he might have been subbing for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and he walks in and he said, what are you, kid, Korean, Japanese, Mexican? Just one funny-looking kid, huh? That's all he had to say. Pure Don Rickles.
Hey, what's up? Right.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, turn down that radio, please.
Okay.
Another Don Rickles one is when he'd go out to a young kid, usually like a teenager, 16, 17 years old, he'd say, what's your name, son? And the kid would say, Steve, and he'd slap and go, don't lie to me. I love that guy. And then he came on our show, and he's like,
hello, Don and Mike.
Nice. Thank you, boys.
My prostate is very tired.
He didn't even say boys. Thank you. I really appreciate
it. You men are very nice.
I saw that show, too.
What show?
It was funny. Letterman. I watch him all the time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah. How would you like to blow that nose? Blow it, baby.
You guys are so funny. I've been listening to you for 3 years now.
Aren't
I've been
you
trying
sweet?
To reach you for about a month.
Do you watch Letterman a lot?
Yeah,
what do you
night.
Eat? What do you
stop
eat when
it,
you
Rob?
Rob,
just stop.
Rob. Rob,
come on, huh? Rob, come on. Never mind.
We haven't even begun to establish a relationship with this woman.
Rob, let us please, talk to our lovely, please.
Take you know, Manny misogyny, just for a second.
See how it goes first.
Hi there, honey. What can we do for you?
Are we on delay here?
Yes, don't listen to the radio, listen to the phone.
This will be played on Monday.
It'll be played on Monday.
Yeah.
So make sure you're listening on Monday.
When are you going to have Adam West on again? Somebody, I heard you say something about You had him on at one time.
We're
going to
have him on Sunday, on our Sunday show.
Oh, now you guys. You're not on Sunday.
Yay. You can't pull anything over on you.
Geez, go have a wreck out there, people.
Are you driving right now, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
But I heard go have a wreck out.
I heard squealing tires.
She said, don't have a wreck.
Did you hear that from there?
I did, yeah.
These people are idiots here.
What kind of car are you driving?
I don't drive.
I think she's like standing on her front porch or
you
something.
You don't drive?
Right?
No, I'm upstairs.
Why don't you drive?
Well, I just can't.
You can't. Would you care to elaborate on that at all?
Tell us why.
You'll probably make fun. Well, I guess I
not
should.
Us.
Yes,
not
me. Yes, there's no chance.
Why can't you drive?
Buzz
honey?
Might.
You're among friends. Why can't you drive?
Can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
All right. How about this? No legs?
No. Nothing like that.
GM's not making a bench seat anymore?
No, what?
Never mind.
All right, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess. Is it because of the colostomy bag?
No. Good.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You're, don't guess again.
You're legally blind.
Yeah, I am. What you call the blindies. I heard you say that to some guy.
You're blind?
Yeah.
A little.
No, that's like being pregnant.
Legally blind, right?
Well, you can see shapes.
That's like a ripoff with Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison, for the longest time, got away with people thinking he was blind.
Right. I always thought
actually
he was blind.
See.
He's not blind, though, is he?
No, he's not.
He had perfect vision.
Are you blind?
How come they thought he was blind?
Because he wore the glasses.
And
oh,
he was a lousy driver.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The dark glasses.
Dark glasses. You couldn't see
So you're not blind, though, are you?
Well, yeah, partially.
Too blind to drive, right?
TV.
What, is that the reason you can't drive?
Yeah.
Are you blind like the lady on? Are you blind like the lady on American Idol?
Who's she? Oh, I don't watch that one.
Yeah. I bet you look like her though.
Why? What does she look like?
There's a beautiful lady on American Idol that would. Know what? I'm sorry. I'm getting my American Idols mixed up. The lady with the one eye was the Janis Joplin looking.
Yes,
lady.
Right.
I think
right.
This lady looks something like the mother of the 16-year-old football player.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I believe you're referring. Was it Tempest Brown?
Yeah,
Tempest Brown.
Yeah. I'm afraid that I'm coming over to Rob's side on this.
What can you see and what can you not see?
Oh, large print, and I saw you on TV. They showed you guys picture on the news.
You saw
this morning.
Yeah. We are hideous, aren't we?
No.
Can you see the refrigerator?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Can you see?
I'm like you. I'm gaining a lot of weight.
Very good. Okay.
How much do you weigh? Could we be so bold as to ask?
Oh yeah, it's okay. 200.
200, and may I ask how tall you might be?
5'6".
5'6". So you're a woman of larger carriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a bear.
Like a bear. Hey, baby.
Not quite that bad.
Bear, huh?
Really? Are you hairy as well?
Huh?
Are you hairy?
No.
Are you clean?
Yeah.
Are you decent?
Have you always been blind, or is this adult onset?
Oh, I've always been. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, but you can see enough to like see what people look like and stuff.
Yeah.
Who is the celebrity that you believe you most resemble?
Oh, that I resemble.
I have a guess. I'm good.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I'm going to mute my microphone.
All right. All right. What's
my
the guess?
My guess is John Travolta in Hairspray.
She was heavy, but now she's. I used to be blonde, and she is.
Who's that?
Who was that?
Roseanne.
Barr. It's always Roseanne. Oh, isn't it always Roseanne?
Yeah, but Roseanne has had so many incarnations.
I'm going to steal a Rob Spiewak question and ask you, what's your favorite dessert?
What's my favorite dessert?
Don't answer a question with a question, please.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you don't like that.
Yeah. That's good.
Silly. Cheesecake.
That's right.
When's the last time you had the high hard one?
The what?
The high hard one.
What's that?
The bologna pony.
No, long time.
When's the last time you went on a trip to Meatville?
Who?
To Meatville.
When's
the last time you went to Meat City?
Have you had an opportunity in the last month or so to engulf the silo?
No. I don't have sex right now.
Oh, you don't have sex? Do you have any? Is there any special someone in your life?
Oh, yeah, my husband. I call him Bear.
Oh well, then,
Bear.
Listen.
Is he a big man also?
No, but I just call him that.
Yeah. He's not. It's not one of those fat, skinny deals. Is he like 3 feet tall?
Are you like a carnival couple?
Oh, no. He's not. He's 5'8".
He's 5'8". Is he skinny?
Yeah.
So he'd be like the people we'd see at Trimper's Rides.
Is your husband afflicted?
Yeah, him too.
What is his affliction?
He's a silver bear.
He's a silver bear. He's old.
Darling, I think you're a wonderful, sexy lady.
I like her.
Yeah. And we all want to. We all want to thank you for calling the show.
What's your first name? Candy.
Terry,
T-E-R-R-Y. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.
The insatiable Terry.
We are going to send you a chocolate cell phone. Have you seen the ads for that on TV? Have you seen
it? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, except
are they really chocolate?
And a DVD player made out of ham.
Yeah, we're going to sell you send you a real phone made out of chocolate.
Real chocolate. A DVD player made out of ham.
And also a banjo.
Made out of ham.
And a banjo made out of bacon.
All right, here's the big question. Like or dislike? Do you like jalapenos?
No.
Oh, then you're not a real eater.
Ew. That would tear my stomach up.
If you have biscuits, remember what Willard Scott says. Mm-hmm. Put jalapenos in them.
Yeah.
But you like chili, right?
That'll send you to the bathroom.
Yeah.
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 Hey, when's the last time you had a nice bowel movement?
It's a legitimate question.
Today?
Morning? Midday?
Morning.
Is that usually every morning?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Don't miss a day now. You know, it's important not to miss a day.
What's going
to
be on the dinner plate this evening?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, you forget? Come on.
Bear?
Oh,
hey, what do we have?
Hey, put him on. If he's there, would you put him on?
Absolutely. Put the skinny little guy.
We'd love to meet him.
Put the little runt on the phone.
Bear. They won't talk to you.
Cunning runt.
A little guy named Bear.
And you better encourage him.
You're busy.
Come on, we want to talk to Steve Buscemi. Okay, put Steve Buscemi on the phone.
He's fine.
Come on now.
And that's it, Mike. It's John Travolta from Hairspray. Steve Buscemi. That's right.
Yeah, get ready for dinner. Bear, are you there?
And he's wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm with Stupid.
He won't come to the phone?
And she's wearing a shirt that says, I'm with him because he deserves only the very best. And on their car, I'm sure they have the bumper sticker that says, if you can read this, I'm close enough to hit my brakes and you'll hit me and I'll sue your ass.
Are you preparing dinner or are you getting carry out?
Huh?
Are you preparing dinner or getting carry out?
I'm having shrimp.
You're having shrimp?
Shrimp.
Did she say soup or shrimp? She's hard to understand and she can't hear.
Oh, I can hear you.
What are,
are all of your counters at wheelchair height? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what are you having for dinner? Is it shrimp or soup?
Shrimp.
How many shrimp will you eat?
20.
Here's the question. How many of those little shrimp ends, you know, the little parts?
The tails?
They are small.
How many of those will you find in the folds of your fat later tonight?
Would you like to play a game that I play quite often when I'm eating shrimp for dinner?
What's that?
You take the tails off each shrimp and put them on the ends of your fingers.
Oh, Mike.
And then you scare your husband and pretend you have a monster hand.
Mike does this every time we go out to dinner.
I never eat shrimp cocktail and don't do it.
It's a guaranteed winner.
Uh-huh. People love it.
Are you getting tired and lazy?
No.
Getting.
Well, listen, we've got to go to a break.
Oh, okay.
If I put you on hold, I don't want to be bold. Would you have phone sex with me?
No.
Please?
No.
Please? I only ask.
You guys.
I only ask the hottest girls that call. Please? Just during the commercials. Just have phone sex with me.
Have you reproduced?
No.
You don't have any kids?
It's almost nut time.
I'm going to have to go to break.
She's getting overwhelmed now.
I got to bust one out.
You should go seduce that husband of yours.
Yeah, take Bear to bed.
See if you can find him.
All right, honey.
Take Bear to the marital bed.
You won't have phone sex with me, please? Oh, she hung up.
She was overwhelmed. I think Bear, Steve Buscemi was putting pressure on her to hang up the phone.
I don't think that's a healthy relationship.
That's too bad. I'll just find somebody else to have phone sex with. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
This guy will be perfect.
Bingo.
I knew it.
This guy's perfect. You want to phone sex with me during the break?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to have phone sex. I'm trying to.
No, do you want to?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I'm trying to play Make Me Laugh real quick.
No, we're not playing that. I think people should realize that both of us, in real life, we are hetero. But as far as the phone, we're bi.
Absolutely.
You know, anybody can, we're omnisexual when it comes to the telephone. It works with anybody.
I do it outside the phone as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really, sure that's a revelation. You are squirrely with the Packers this weekend.
I sure am, Mike. I sure am.
Surely am.
Only 48 hours and 45 minutes until the game.
You going to clean the pipes before the game? I got something about Mary on the brain.
Repeatedly.
Oh, he didn't flog the dolphin before the big game.
Compulsively, my friend.
Very good.
Compulsively.
It's a very exciting weekend.
This one's for Brett. This one's for Deanna. That's her. Right.
Deanna, is that the wife or the mother?
That's the wife. That's the wife. The mother is Bonita.
Bonita Favre.
That's her name.
Bonita Favre.
It's pretty.
Does Bonita have her sight?
Yes, she does. Okay. And I'll do one in memory for Big Irv.
Irv would be who?
That's Brett's dad.
Irv Favre?
Irving Favre.
All right. Well, hats off to Irving Favre.
He's the man. It's his love juice that gave us, you know, Davy Crockett out there wearing number four.
And right? Bonita Favre.
Bonita.
And her good ear.
We got a break. Maybe you heard our friend Tony Perkins, who we were talking about yesterday during the show. Weather guy Tony Perkins called in.
Right.
He had some talking to do about us on TV today.
Before we get to my first five, let me just say this. I'll put a little space between these two things. Coming up in about 15 minutes before my next weather, I'm going to make a personal appeal to so-called radio gods, Don and Mike. I was on their show yesterday, and I have a few words for them. It's coming up in about 15 minutes. So
fighting words?
Not fighting words.
Strangling words?
No, not strangling words. I'm trying to get away from the strangling.
Oh, all right.
I'll strangle you, Allison Seymour.
Yeah, baby.
I'll strangle you with something I got in my pants. How about that? Huh?
But I'm still thinking about Terry. Terry and her shrimp.
When we come back, we'll hear that tape from Tony Perkins.
Good.
And the top lies. I like a good list, but this is a list of the best, the most common lies that people tell.
Ah, really?
The 30 most common lies. The average person lies 4 times every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Seems a little high.
You think so?
Not me. There's one.
Gosh, I've lost a lot of weight. My God.
That last caller was hot.
I'm never horny. I'm just trying to make up like anything right now. It's just insane.
Me too.
Do you have the list? He's got the list in front of him. Are there any that are common?
Oh, they're all common. They're all common.
Why is everybody tells?
Like, my car wouldn't start.
Right.
I bought the last one. I'm working late tonight. Mm-hmm. It's what I've always wanted.
Right.
I got a call on the other line.
I'm 11 inches.
Well, there is one that says it was this big.
Yeah.
I guess that's about like if you're telling a fishtail, though.
Yeah, that'd be a fishtail. If it was the other way, it would be... It is this big.
It's just lucky there's not a lot of lying in this industry.
Not at all.
How you doing?
Well, here's one. This tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's another sexual one.
I'll call you right back. We're just friends. My watch stopped. Uh-huh. No, I didn't get that text. That seems that could be a huge one in this day and age. No,
absolutely.
I didn't get that text.
The common one that I use all the time, probably almost once a day, it's just rectal bleeding.
I didn't make the top 30 lies, Mike.
I never use it here. I use it everywhere else.
Must be 31. I've used it.
Convenience stores, it's just rectal bleeding.
You don't use it in the restaurant, do you?
No, never.
No.
Never, never. But in the kitchen, when I'm not in front of the public, always.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.